Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, glory, glory unto the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Are you rejoicing, glorifying, magnifying, and still holding on to your joy and peace? What a mighty God we serve. Without him we can do nothing. Through him we can do all things. So no matter what the day brings, no matter what the devil throws at us, whose report shall you believe? God, we bless you today. We thank you, glory to God, for all your great and mighty acts. You are phenomenal, awesome, wonderful, great and mighty God, the only true and living God. One way, glory to God, to heaven. One way, glory to God, to eternity. One way, glory to God, to salvation is through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, our Lord. And glory to God, and up to that individual to give their lives as they confess by faith, glory to God, they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was born of a virgin, Mary, and glory to God, died and was in the grave 3 days, and all the Father raised him back up, and now he's at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. He is our advocate. He is one that we can run to that's higher than us, that rock, glory to God, that's higher than us. And God has blessed us with the word, and blessed us with the anointing, blessed us with the power of the authority, with the power of attorney that he's given us to walk over to God in that anointing, to cast out devils, to bind, to loose, to speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the power of forgiveness, because it hadn't been for him forgiving us and redeeming us and teaching us, glory to God, how to walk in the agape, to forgive, we would be lost right about now. But God is so awesome. So we thank him and give him glory every day. He's doing some phenomenal things that blow our minds. No matter what the time is saying, no matter what people are saying, no matter what's going on in the cosmos, what's going on in the presidency, what's going on in the White House, the outhouse, or wherever the house is, your house, whatever, God still reigns, and he is true to his word. I bless him. I just want to honor him because he is phenomenal. I bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Glory, glory, glory. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And as we even think of that, let's look at Psalms 18. We'll read some verses and skip around a little bit. And that is the Psalms 18 says, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We skip on down to, it says, and I cried before him. I cried out to my God, and he heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation of the hills also quaked and was shaken, because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils, and devouring fire with his mouth. Coals were kindled by him. He bowed to the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet, and he rose up in cherubims and flew, and he flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. He catapulted around him was dark waters and thick clouds, and the skies from the brightness before him. And then we drop down to the scripture that says, then the channels of the sea were seen, the foundation of the world were uncovered. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils, he stood above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters and delivered me from all my strong enemies, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my support. He also brought me out of a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands. He has recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down the haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord, my God, will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against the truth. By my God I can leap over walls. As for his perfect, for his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. He is our deliverer, our shield, and our buckler, our protector. Glory to God. Whatever goes on, God's eyes is everywhere. He sees everything. He knows all things. He's omnipotent and omnipresent. Oh, and he's so wonderful. He knows how to bless us. Even when we think not over to God, even of him, he's thinking of us. And I bless the Lord because he'll put in the hearts of man, glory to God, how we're to bless one another, encourage one another, build one another up, glory to God, more highly than ourselves. He has that nature, glory to God, that teaches us how to love and how to esteem one more highly than ourselves, how to bear one another burdens, how to, glory to God, to just put ourselves in a position that he'll be glorified and magnified for us being obedient to the Spirit, denying this flesh and mortify the deeds of the flesh that he may be glorified, just the opposite of what the enemy wants done. So regardless of prejudices, regardless of attitudes, regardless of what the enemy does and try to stir up our emotions, or the Spirit of the Lord saying, not what our emotion is saying, whether it be through sickness, anger, frustration, whether it be through betrayal, whatever, Jesus already went through everything we can ever imagine. And he gave us an antidote. He gave us his word. He gave us that anointing. He gave us that power and authority through the Holy Spirit. He gave us, glory to God, a mind of him to want to do his will. So we got to be able to submit. So it's covenant keeping time. It's covenant keeping time. It always has been, but like never before, to get anchored and rooted and grounded in the Lord at this hour. Because the days are evil, but glory to God, we're still in the earth realm for a purpose. And he told us to work while the day, because when night comes, no man can work. Glory to God. There's so much going on in the vineyard right now, but many, glory to God, hallelujah, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few, and we're the laborers, and we got to have the mindset, we got to fight the good fight of faith, and we're not fighting by ourselves, because the greater one is on the inside of us is greater than he that's after us. And I thank God that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we got to walk by faith. The only way to please him, to stir up, glory at our own, glory to God, our own selves, to remember who he is and who we are in him so we can accomplish the mission. So we got to search daily and examine ourselves daily to make sure that we're in the faith and we're not missing God. We're not still having some unforgiveness. We're not still having some isms and schisms behind us. We're not having no self-righteousness and caught up over to God and trying to make things happen and our own preconceived notions of trying to accomplish things. But we got to look to the hills which come to our help, realize it to come from the Lord, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, all of our ways acknowledge it, and he'll do the directing of our path. Praise the Lord. I praise God. I believe the prayer warriors are on, fired up, and ready. So in the meantime, we'll do this very short reading, and we're going to go right on into interceding and intervening, glory to God, a hallelujah, on the behalf of God's people and those that don't know him as his people, for their lives to change and to come in alignment and for us to stay in compliance so we can be covenant keepers and not covenant breakers. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, no matter what the enemy tries to do, glory to God, to intercept, glory to God, tonight in prayer, I thank God for the power of prayer and what's going on the inside. So regardless of what the flesh is feeling, glory to God, the anointing will override that because the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. But great is the God that we serve. When you love him, hallelujah, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak what God wants done, that's what we'll submit to. That's what we got to condition ourselves daily to do. Trust and thankfulness. will get you safely through this day. Trust protects you from worrying and obsessing. Thankfulness keeps you from criticizing and complaining, those sister sins that so easily entangle you. Keeping your eyes on me, it's the same thing as trusting me. It is a free choice that you must make thousands of times daily. The more you choose to trust me, the easier it becomes. Thought through patterns of trust, because thought patterns of trust become etched into your brain. Relegate troubles to the periphery of your mind so that I can be central in your thoughts. Thus, you focus on me and trust in your concerns into my care. See reference scripture on Colossians 2:6 and 7, Psalms 141 and 8, and 1 Peter 5:7. Praise the Lord, everybody. We give God the glory. We bless the Lord. We'll open the line now. Glory to God for this. Just a prayer, a little short prayer, and then I'm going to open the line. And first one coming in is Mother Willette, so we're going to open the line for Mother Willette to pray what's on her heart. Bless the Lord. Help us not to forget, as we say for our nation, this time for president, this thing, glory to God, is God blessing and the place that you're going to take us in as leaders and as prayer warriors, and keep ourselves prayed up. Pray one for another, pray for our spiritual leaders as well as our leaders of the nation. We will definitely pray for our churches and pray, glory to God, for this time of these forces that are just evil, for the evil works that are in the land, for this murder and suicide, and also pray, like I said earlier, for our youth. We just definitely don't want to ever forget that. Bless the Lord, and so many other things, but some of those are things we want to target, especially illness, as often as possible. Praise God. So I'm going to open the line for Mother Willette just as soon as I share a little prayer with you all, and then we're going to bless the Lord. Praise God as the warriors come on to intercede. Father, I do honor you tonight and give you glory. I am so excited about your word and the anointing, and in spite of what's going on around us, God, we got to trust, because it's not about feelings or emotions. It's about our trust and faith in you. But we go by our feelings and our emotions, the enemy has us not even thinking that we're saved, but we don't, or can't have salvation, or we can't live holy here, or we can't live righteous. But God, he's a liar and you're the truth. So we believe your report. We come in your presence today with thanksgiving. Come glorifying and magnifying your name. Come thanking you, glory to God, for each day that you added unto our lives, that it has a purpose, God. And that purpose, glory to God, is to glorify you, to be used these vessels to your honor. And regardless of what the body feels like or what it's going through, it's the word that you placed on the inside of the willing mind, the willing to work, the willing to be obedient, the willing to serve you, and not only just have the will, but the mindset, but glory to God, to do in obedience to you. So, God, we just thank you for your love. Even in our mistakes and our error, I thank you, Lord, for putting in us a desire to ask for forgiveness. As you said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we cannot wear the weight, glory to God, and accomplish your word with unforgiveness and sit in the camp. God, we just ask you, Lord God, to continue to be merciful to us. Thank you for renewed mercies every morning and grace. Thank you, Lord God, for teaching us the more. Oh, wake up, sleeping giant, and look to the hills that come of your help, realizing they come from the Lord, recognizing the tools that you gave us, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Recognize, glory to God, hallelujah, that we do have the Holy Spirit, and that power, glory to God, to bind and loose, to curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy. Ah, the power that you've given us, even in our minds, to anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, any imagination. Don't let it run away from us. Glory to bring into captivity, into obedience to the word of God. God, the love that you've given us, God, that cancels out the sound of the enemy of hatred through the word in the name of, and we go to God to exemplify Christ for the love that he's given us, and we love you and love all your people back in obedience to what your word is saying. As we go to God, hallelujah, trim up all the fat, all the things over to God of the excess of what the flesh is saying, and it dies out. so the spirit man can be built up and glory, our strength and go forth, glory, so we won't be feeling the glory of God in our emotions. We'll be only standing on what the word is saying, and glory to God, be able to stand firm. And God, so God, I pray for your people. I pray encouragement. I pray for one another. I pray, glory to God, that we have a mind like never before. Thy will be done. Canceling out, glory to God, what we feel and what we want done. But nevertheless, because you got the big plan. You know from eternity, from the beginning of time, glory to God, predestined us for a purpose. Help us to get in alignment with what your word is saying. We need your help, glory to God. We need that mindset, glory to God, to do your will. And it's going to take renewing our minds daily. God, help us, glory to God, through that time of grief and sorrow and oppression, depression, suppression that try to hover up. God, let us fight the good side of faith through what your word is saying to cancel out those things so we can be able to walk in truth. Help us to be strong in the Lord and keep on the whole honor, but help us to pray one for another because we're not islands. We're not out here by ourselves. Glory to God. The head is not over. Glory to God in California, and the legs is not out here. Glory to God. And over here in Nigeria, and glory to God, the rest of the body is halfway, glory to God, split between the United States and whatever else. All the body is supposed to be one, and you are the one, glory to God, that we got to look to as the author and the finish of our faith. So, God, we just thank you for the gift that you gave us. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us in the midst even of our mistakes. But we thank you that we will be united in one. Glory to God. How good it is, glory to God, for brothers to dwell together in unity. It's time now for unity in the body. Time to come together. Time, glory to God, to cast off the care of Father, cast off the confusion and the discord and the sowing seeds and deceit and all kind of other craziness. It's time now, glory to God, to get about our Father's business. Too many people are dying on the scene and dying ahead of time, glory to God, even with assignments in them and not finishing their work because other things have came in or doors have been opened. God, we got to recognize the trick of the enemy and also our flesh, and not to deny and justify. It's time now to wake up. Hallelujah. Sleeping giant. Wake up, open your eyes, hear and see what's going on. Stop murmuring and complaining, but glory to God, let your will be done in us. God, we just love you. You done made so many provisions for us, so there's no excuses some of the things that we're allowing to come in. Some things are beyond our control, but the power of God, glory to God, so help us, glory to God, to hold on to faith. Help us to hold on to the promise. Help us to hold on to the anointing. Help us to hold on, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I love you today. I appreciate you. Cover our families under the blood. Cover us under the blood. Cover the prayer warriors. Cover us, glory to God, for those that are in leadership, those that are in the body of Christ, those that are striving and trying to so that we can walk in holiness and righteousness. Help us to cast off those constraints. Cast off those thoughts. Cast off, glory to God, these things that will hinder us in the name of Jesus. Don't let it be said, you didn't hinder. You did run well. Who didn't hinder you? You said, lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. So, God, I just pray, glory to God, that we'll be in that place to exalt you and give you glory. You said the only way to worship you is in spirit and in truth. We can't, glory to God, call up a lot of words, but glory to God, are we really walking in spirit and in truth? Because you said you can pray to him with your lips, but your heart can be far from it. God, we're praying for the believers. It's time now, glory to God, to perpetrate the fraud. God, so it's time now, glory to God, for to come together and recognize, hallelujah, you see all and you know all. It's time now for united together. Too many people are sick. Too many people, glory out in the body of Christ, of diseases and all kinds of things that shouldn't even come down dwelling. Hallelujah. We got to get the house in order. So, God, we just bless you. Hallelujah. I'm just tap dancing on a few things here and there, but God, there's still so much to pray for. So we ask you, Lord, to continue to help us cleanse us, God. And even glory out the places that you already brought us through and caused us to overcome and triumph, help us to celebrate that. But don't let us get caught up in how far we came. There's so much more that needs to be done. So, God, help us to stay open all the time to walk in forgiveness and ask you for forgiveness and keep a heart of forgiveness and God's conviction. So, God, I thank you for that power, that anointing, and even the gift that you've given us, that we may, glory to God, use it for your glory. Hallelujah. That we'll be a transformed vessel, glory God, through your word. And we'll be not conformed to this world system, but we'll, glory to God, be renewed by your word and come into compliance and be a light, glory to God, and an encouragement to one another. And even when discouragement comes, help us to run to the rock that's higher than us. Let us run to the word. Let us remember your promise. And let us, glory to God, call upon those that will stand firm on what God's word said. Because he said, the affection for the prayers of the righteous doesn't avail much. We love you today, God. We appreciate you. Satan, we serve notice on you in all your accords. We bind you, take authority, command you to loose from your assignment against us, and glory to God, and go back to the dry place when you came. We loose God's anointing, God, for a desire for God's will to be done in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Is that Mother Willette? Hello? Is Mother Willette on the line? Hello? Praise the
Lord. Hello, this is Evangelist Parker.
Ma'am?
This is Evangelist Parker.
Oh, Evangelist Parker. Praise the Lord. It's a pleasure to have you on tonight. If you're going to be on the line for a little bit, then we'll ask you to pray in just a little bit. Well, let me see if I can open the line for Mother Willette to see whether she's online, and then we'll definitely call you back too as well for prayer.
Yes,
the Lord bless us somewhere on the leadership or youth or whoever. So one moment, I'm going to unmute it. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Forgive me for being in, I don't know what's going on with my glasses tonight. Praise God. Oh, praise Jesus. 37.4. You know what? Evidently, she's not online yet. Let's see. What is going on tonight with me? Praise the Lord. Let me just get this number here together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. I had the number wrong right there. Two numbers looking alike. And I'm so
okay.
Sorry.
Okay. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
I didn't open
okay.
that line on that number. I had the number wrong at the time. Praise God.
That's all
okay,
right. We can pray. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Our Father God, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Most holy and faithful Heavenly Father, we just bow our heads to you. Father God, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus, I love you, Heavenly Father. I pray to you in the name of our Savior, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God, I give you glory this evening. I thank you, Lord God, for being the living God, the all-powerful God, the mighty God, the God that's able to do anything but fail. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, I just want to give you praise for who you are. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise you, the Lord. And I praise you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for the miracles that you're working right now in the life of our families, in the life of the body of Christ, in the life even of our nation. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you said to as many as receive him, to them he gave the authority, the power to become the children of God, the sons of God. So, Father God, I thank you that we are your people and the sheep of your pastor. I thank you for being a great God. Hallelujah. A God that sees everything. A God that is present everywhere. A God that is all powerful. Father God, in the precious, mighty name of Jesus, thank you so much, hallelujah, for saving our family lives. Thank you for saving my son in the name of Jesus and giving him, Lord God, life, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, this evening because you are so good, Heavenly Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're yet working behind the scenes, working things out for our good, hallelujah. Even when the enemy meant for things, Lord God, to turn out bad, God, because your hand is upon our lives, it worked out for our good. So no weapon formed against the people of God, no weapon formed against the body of Christ, no weapon even formed against our nation shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Lord God, I thank you right now. I praise you because I see how good you are. I've always known since I was a little girl how good you are, Heavenly Father. But you get better and better every single day. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, thank you, thank you. I say hallelujah because you are God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that in the people's heart, Lord God, we see that you are good. Hallelujah. and your mercy endureth forever. I see that, Lord God, you're still working things out on our behalf. You're still saving lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You're still healing those that are sick, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, I lift up, Lord God, these prayer warriors on this line this afternoon, and I pray for them, Lord God, and I pray for your people. I pray for Minister Hubbard, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for giving her a vision, Lord God, to open this line so we can have a line straight to you, Lord God. We thank you for those who touch and agree and believe that you're able to do, Lord God, the request that we're asking of you. And, Father God, we don't ask things that's not according to your good will, because if your word says by Jesus' stripes that we are healed, then we're going to stand on your word. And we're going to speak your word, Heavenly Father, unless you tell us to pray differently. And I pray in the name of Jesus, through the power of your Holy Spirit, that you, Lord God, give us good guidance, Lord God, on how to pray. Oh, Lord God, we know that you see everything that's going on. We realize, Heavenly Father, that in spite of, Lord God, some of the things that are going on, you're still on the throne. You're still a sovereign God. You're still El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You're still Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Rapha, our healer, our righteousness, Lord God. Hallelujah, our sanctifier. You're the God who sees, and Lord God, you reward your people for their righteousness. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus, I just appreciate you so much. I love you so much, Heavenly Father. As the songwriter says, I love God. You don't love God? Well, what's wrong with the people that don't love you, Lord God? For they perhaps have not yet seen the manifestation, Lord God, of the power of your love that you have for your creation, Lord God. For while we were yet in sin, you sent Jesus, O Lord God, to be the propitiation, Lord God, to be our redeemer, our deliverer, our way maker, Lord God, our wheel in the middle of a wheel. Oh, God, I thank you this evening. I bless you, Heavenly Father. I praise you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, and I lift up, Lord God, people that are yet going to the hospitals, Lord God, and have tests, Lord God, that they have to go through. And I'm praying a special prayer this evening that, Lord God, those that have tests that they have to go do, Lord God, I pray, oh, God, for good reports. In the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, that we stop looking at the machines, stop listening to what man is saying, but God, let us trust in what you are saying. God, in the name of Jesus, you said according to your word, Lord God, this is the confidence that we have. Lord God, that if we know that you hear our prayer, and if we know that you hear our prayer, then we know that we have the petitions that we seek you for. We're not asking amiss, Lord God. You desire that your people be whole and well in the name of Jesus. So I pray for the wholeness tonight, Heavenly Father. I pray that people will see it's time to turn to you. Come out of darkness in the name of Jesus. Come out of darkness in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that your light, oh Lord God, that your glory, oh God, will, Lord God, just impregnate the heart of your people so much so that the hearts, Lord God, that your light is illuminated in their lives, and people will see, you know what, I need to make a change in my life. And God, all those that desire change, I pray, oh God, as they speak the words and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Help me, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you be that very present help in this hour, oh Lord God. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. And Father, I pray a specific prayer for all of those who lift up my son and my family during this trying time. I thank you so much, Heavenly Father. And I pray a special, special favor in the life of all those that lift up my family. Thank you so much that people love you one another to the point that they'll lift up and cry out our names to you in heaven, knowing that you hear, oh God, and knowing that you answer. Lord, I love you so much. I bless you so much. I pray in the name of Jesus that you give favor, give mercy, give grace, give supernatural miracles to all of those, Lord God, who thought we were worthy enough to cry out to you, O Lord God, on our behalf, on my son's behalf, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for yet working it out, knowing your word says all things work together for good to them that love you, who are called according to your purpose. Now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now, and I take out a warrant against these infections that's going around. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus be upon every infection, Lord God. And I pray for special healing on people that are suffering with infections. We visited a lady in the hospital today, Lord God, and her feet was infected. But I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I pray right now, O God, that the power of healing be released in her limbs, be released in every rebellious cell, and we call, hallelujah, her infection to be made whole and healed in the name of Jesus. Father God, your word taught us, Lord God. You said, Jesus said, whatever we ask in your name, you'll do it. Hallelujah. So we ask these prayers in the name of Jesus, knowing that you're able to do and you will do. Oh, God, there's so much to pray about this evening. But, God, my most thing that I want to pray that's in my heart is that I just praise you, Lord God. I say, hallelujah, Lord. I give you glory. I appreciate you for what you're doing right in this hour. I pray, oh, God, for those that are suffering with incontinence. Lift them up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal that condition. I pray, oh, God, that you reverse stroke victims in the name of Jesus. I pray that you heal up clogged arteries. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, dissolve blood clots right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you help, oh, Lord God, and have mercy upon mankind everywhere. I pray, oh, God, for those that are yet lost, oh, Lord God, and don't know, Lord God, they're lost. I pray, oh, God, that you will send forth laborers in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they may share the good news of the gospel. In your Holy Spirit, help that person to receive, oh, God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, where their life can be changed forevermore. Father God, I thank you again. I bless you, Heavenly Father. I lift up your people everywhere, Heavenly Father. Guide us through the power of your Holy Spirit and help us, Lord God. Help us, Heavenly Father, to walk, oh, Lord God, in Christ Jesus. The Word of God says, after that you receive Christ, then walk in him. And I pray, oh, God, that people increase in the knowledge of who you are, in the name of Jesus. As we increase in the knowledge of you by studying your word and spending time with you, Heavenly Father, I pray, oh God, that people will begin to realize who they are. And just as you spoke, Lord God, the world into existence, God, help us to realize how powerful our words. You said death and life is in the power of our tongue. So I speak life, Lord God. I speak life to the body of Christ, to our family members. I rebuke, Lord God, dementia and Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, if you're born again and you're a believer of the body of Jesus Christ, then sickness has no authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from reigning in our lives. So we cast down and we cancel these ideas and thoughts and belief that a person has to be sick all of their life. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Yes, it rains on the just as well as the unjust, but God, hallelujah, we speak life in the name of Jesus, for Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless your people this evening. I pray, oh God, that you open up the windows of heaven and pour out, Lord God, what they stand in need of most in the name of Jesus. If there's someone, Lord God, that need a financial blessing, God, you meet that need. But first of all, Father God, meet the spiritual need in their life in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you so much. I bless you, Lord God, and I give your name praise. I'll cut this prayer off right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But I love you, Lord God. I trust you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for saving our friends' lives. Thank you, Lord God, for ministering wholeness in the life of the body of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you, Lord God. Amen, amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mother McCormick, praise the Lord. Evangelist McCormick, praise the Lord. You can come on now and bless God, and we ask the Lord to just ask you to just deliver whatever prayer God placed in your spirit.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give glory and honor to you this afternoon. Father, we just ask you, God, to forgive us for all our many sins. Father, we just thank you, God, for all that you are doing and what you're going to do, Father. Oh, Father God, we just love you on tonight, Lord. We just appreciate you, God, because you are so awesome. You are so wonderful, Father. We just want to say, God, we realize that without you, we can do nothing. Lord, we pray, Lord God, right now for your people, for the leadership, God. We pray for the church. Oh, God, we just pray for each and every one in the body of Christ, Lord Jesus. We know, God, that you see and you know, God. We know there's nothing too hard that you can't do, Father. Father, you told us to look to you, God. You told us to call on your holy and righteous name. And, Lord God, we give it to you this afternoon, God. You told us to lift our eyes unto the hills from which come in our help. And we know all our help comes from you this afternoon. So now, Lord, we just thank you, God, for what you are and what you're going to do, God. Because we know, God, that you're going to do great things, God. We know that you are our strength and our joy, God. You are our peace, God. And, Father, we just ask you right now, God, to just continue, Lord, to just look on the body of Christ. Touch that man, that woman, that girl, boy, and look down on the leader. Look down on the president on tonight, God. We pray that you will shield and protect him, God. We pray that you, Lord God, will put your hands all around him and direct him what to do, God, and how to do it in the right way, Father. Father, we know that all power is in your hand, and we pray, Lord God, for strength, strength right now in the body of Christ or the people of God. Father, we pray right now that you would just continue, Lord, to let your blood prevail over the body of Christ right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we bind all contrary spirits, anything that's not like you that tries to come around your people on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your word because you told us in the word to trust in you at all times and just pour our heart to you. You said, lean not to our own understanding. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to our life. So, God, we just give it all to you this afternoon, Lord. We even thank you, Lord God. We even pray for those people that's depressed tonight. There's somebody that's depressed. There's somebody that's lonely. Somebody feel like they can't make it. Somebody feel like they're nobody right beside them. But let them know, Father, you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You told us to come unto you all that is labor and heavy laden. You said you would give us the rest. You said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, Father, we pray, Lord, because the word of God is right by itself. It needs no adding and it needs no taking away. And so, God, we just want to say thank you right now for your word. We just thank you, Lord God, for just making a way out of no way. We just thank you, Lord God, for your strength, because I love you on tonight, God. You are doing so many things in the body of Christ of people that wants to live holy and live right. You are stirring up people's hearts and minds. You are opening up their eyes, and you are letting them see, God, there is a better way, that we don't have to be like we always been. We can be what you have us to be. And you just letting us know, God, to just come to you. You just letting us know to have that relationship with me, and you will take us through. You will open up doors. You will make ways. And, Father God, we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus to help us to continue to trust in you and just and give it all to you. Just call on your name, Lord, because there's power in the name of Jesus, and there's healing in the name of Jesus, and there's deliver in the name of Jesus. So, God, you just ask us, Lord God, as the word of God said, therefore, it said, humble yourself under the mighty hands of God, that you may be exalted in due time. 1 Peter 5 and 6. And then you told us, God, in 1 Peter 5:7 said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And God, I just thank you for that word, because I know you cared for me today. And you also told us, be sober and be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, walking about like a roaring lion, seeking who may devour. And that's what he's doing today. But he is a liar. We still bind him up, because we know, God, that you said, God, that the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy. But you said that you come that we have life and have that more abundantly. So, God, if we can know what the thief is coming to do, that we can be able to have that life more abundantly. So, God, we just want to say thank you right now for the body of Christ. We just thank you for the leaders. We just thank you for those that's depressed, those that's lonely, those that don't have a mind to call on your name on tonight, those that's not saved. We pray that you give them salvation. Let them come to you, Lord. Let them know, Heavenly Father, that you love them, God. You said that you told them to let not their heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, let them know to just come to you, Lord, because you are the author and the finish of our faith, and you will make a way when there ain't no way. And so, God, we just thank you, and we just love you, Lord, and we just give glory and honor to you, Lord, because we realize, God, that we cannot make it down here without you. We realize, Heavenly Father, that you said in your word to trust you. You told us to put it in your hands. You told us to lean not to our understanding. You told us to give it to you. And so, Lord God, we just thank you, and we just bind up anything that's not like you right now. And, Father God, when we're done in prayer and we can't pray anymore, this we ask all in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
All right, let me, Minister, I said, oh, no, y'all can't hear me now. Evangelist Parker, are you on?
Yes, I am. Praise
okay,
God.
Then, he's placed something on your spirit to pray about tonight. I'm finding out whether Evangelist Brenda Jig is on. It's right after you to pray. But right now, you go ahead and the line is open for you. I had it on mute. I'm just
yes,
asking for you. You couldn't hear me because I had it on mute. Sorry about that.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I would like to say a special prayer for special needs individuals, individuals not capable or not able to care for themselves. I am a medical technician for special needs individuals, so I like to bridge the gap on their behalf. So, Heavenly Father, I come to you as humble as I know how, Father God, giving all thanks to you, being that you are the head of Christ, the Lamb of Christ, the faithful and true witness, my rock, my advocate, my bread of life, my judge and the author and finisher, the almighty one and the shepherd and bishop of souls. Master, I call upon you as humble as I know how. First, giving thanks to you for all that you have done and will do in our lives, Father God. Father God, I know sometimes we just get up in a selfish way and forget just to say good morning and thank you, I love you. But Father God, for all those times that we wronged, I ask that you forgive us of any sins that we've committed knowingly and unknowingly, willingly and unwillingly. And with that being said, Father God, none of us are perfect. We all fall short of glory, Father God, but we are all headed on the path of righteousness for his name's sake as warriors, Father God. So I'm asking and praying that you touch the heart, the mind, the soul, the spirits of the individuals that's just lost touch with reality, Father God. Past week, Father God, I know you know of the situation, but you're asking me to bear witness within my prayer, and that I shall do. I will be an obedient servant. Father God, this past week I had to save not one but two individuals by the grace of you, Father God. Not from me, but from you, Father God, using me as a vessel. One had to be resuscitated because he had 6 seizures within a 5-minute span, Father God. But, oh, I called on the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, and he was delivered. Yes, he is still suffering from seizures, Father God, but nevertheless, he's still living to see another day. And we bind those seizures in the name of Jesus, Father God. Just like you calmed the Red Sea, Father God, I know you can do it again. You can do it again over and over and over again, Father God. You are merciful, Father God. My heart is so heavy right now, Father God. We had another individual that was walking on the railroad track heading towards the train, Father God. I was on my lunch break and had to go to the store, but you told me, Father God, to stop the car and to get the young man off the track and take him back to the group home where he belonged. Father God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for letting the Holy Ghost intercept on my behalf, Father God. Thank you, because that young man could have been a statistic. Instead of his mother wanting to know what happened, Father God, she wanted to know, Where is he? Is he going to be all right? Can he walk to my home? So, Father God, I ask that you pray. I pray a special prayer for her, Father God, that she gets in her right mind and realize that her son is crying out. Her son is crying out for help, Father God. And I'm crying out to you, Father God, on his behalf, Father God. His name is Aaron Sparks, Father God. And the other gentleman's name is Byron Robinson, Father God. Byron Robinson, I know you know them. They are your children, Father God. Despite how they are and who they are, they're still children of God. They're special angels put here on earth to see how we would treat them as individuals, Father God. You said that we are all yours, Father God. You make it rain on the right, on the just as well as the unjust, Father God. So I'm praying and praying and fasting and hoping and praying. My knees are bloody, Father God, from saying so many prayers, Father God, to you for those that's crying out that don't know how to say Jesus, but they walk around in circles, Father God. So please continue to use me as a vessel so I can deliver the word to them and let them know that Jesus is love and that you love them, Father God. Despite what their imperfections are, you still love them, Father God. How do I know? Because it was me a few years ago, Father God, that was in a coma for 3 months, 2 weeks, and 1 day. I know it can be done. At that time, society labeled me a vegetable, but you told me in my ear, Father God, if I just be still and listen to your voice, that you would heal me. And thank God you did, because I was called special needs, Father God. And now I'm walking around with so many degrees, I don't know what to do with them, Father God. And it's because of you. It is because of you, God, not because of me. I am your miracle. They are your children, Father God, and I'm crying out, Father God. I'm crying out for you to look down on them and give it a splendid blessing to them, Father God. Continue to work miracles with them. Continue to move within the confines of Plymouth Homes located here in Jacksonville, Florida, Father God. Continue to lift owners who are so diligently caring for them, making sure they eat 3 meals a day, Father God, making sure they have snacks, Father God, making sure they feel loved and cared for and needed, Father God. Let them know that they do have a place in society, whether they are called dysfunctional or not, Father God. They are still your children. So, Father God, I come to you as humble as I know how. You said in Psalm 5 that give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for in you I will pray. And that is what I have done, Father God. I call it all done. I praise your holy name. I thank you in advance for all the miracles that you're doing on a daily basis, not just for me, but for individuals that you have touched just like me. When I was laying there asleep, Father God, I could hear everything everyone was saying, including my biological mother making plans to have funeral arrangements. But you told me, peace, be still. And I did, Father God. I laid still. Still for 3 months, 2 weeks, and 1 day. And I thank you, Father God, for waking me up, giving me a second chance, and giving me the gift of life to be a mouthpiece, a mentor, and an advocate for special needs individuals everywhere. We love you, Father God. We need you. We trust you. And we place no man, woman, boy, or girl before you, Father God. These things I pray and ask in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. What a mighty God. What an awesome God we serve. We give him glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless him. Thank you, Jesus. For another and our sister and those needs too as well. We got another prayer request, one to pray, and then we're going to go into our special requests. Praise the Lord. Is that Brenda? Are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
whatever
ma'am.
The Lord placed in your heart tonight, we're going to get you to pray. And then after that, we're going to ask for our special request. If anyone don't cover ground on a particular one, I will pray. Then we're going to take those requests. And we're going to give God glory tonight and know that he's already established what it needed to be prayed for tonight. Amen. Go ahead.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Father God, as I come before your throne of grace, Father God, I ask you to look upon my heart, Lord God, and look upon me, Lord God, as I come before your throne of grace. Father God, in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, I pray that you will lay your healing hands upon all those who are sick. I beg you to have compassion on all those who are suffering so that they may be delivered from their painful circumstances in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, you are intimately aware of the struggle they are experiencing, Lord God, pain and despair. You know the desire of their heart to be healed of this illness. I ask you now, Lord God, for your healing touch. Lord, you know you are able and that you you have the power and authority, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are aware of the struggle that my pastor are going through with the pain in her body, Lord God. I ask you to touch her now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask you to touch Apostle Hubbard. Right now, Lord God, I ask you to touch her knee, her leg, Lord God, with your healing virtue, Lord God. Touch every cell, every fiber, every ligament in the name of Jesus with your healing virtue, Lord God. And Lord God, I ask you of any fluid on her knee, Lord God, to bring it down in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to strengthen her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For you said in your word, the joy of the Lord is her strength, Lord God. So she's drawing her strength from you right now, Lord God, even in her inner man, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch each prayer warrior, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Restore the virtue back in their body as they pray for your people, Lord God, and your nation in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, even cover their family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we come against every negative word or every negative thing that's spoken over them and their family in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and touch the president right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Put someone in his pathway, Lord God, will give him spiritual guidance in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Lord God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to bring the nation back together to their first love that they had for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we come against anything that the enemy tried to bring against these children, their mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and give them a heart to draw nigh to you, Lord God, and the things pertaining to you and your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready
thank
to take
you.
These prayer requests in just a moment. We thank the Lord. Just want to cover just a little bit of basis with the youth, Father, in Jesus' name. As we come in your presence today, we thank you for all the power, the anointing of the prayers and the sincerity of the heart of your warriors that pray. We pray for the youth now in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, against the satanic forces that are influencing them through the internet, through the phone, through games, and through peer pressure and other things, glory to God, that will try to seduce and introduce themselves to manipulate their minds, and even for the traffic, glory to God, of drugs and the spirit, glory to God, of genocide and gangs and the spirit that the enemy want to challenge them with through other means and stuff like this and technology. But the devil is a liar. We curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy that wanted to destroy their lives, don't want to get to a place where they even have a life. They're even taking their lives as in their youth and even as babies, and the sickness and diseases coming through cancer and coming through all kinds of other diseases that are coming up against their bodies and things that parents have done through the drugs and alcohol and other things, Lord, they got that intervened and came through in their veins and come through in brain damage and all kind of other bizarre things that happen because of things happening at birth defects and different things, the spirit of the enemy, the two abortions that he was doing and that didn't go through but still yet caused other kinds of damages and stuff, the spirit that's out there with the gang banging and so forth like this and looking for love in all the wrong places, the spirit of the enemy that has, glory to God, been tormented because they've been abused or ostracized or criticized, the spirit that has them out there. The incest has come up in the family and other stuff that the enemy is using through rape and molestation and all kinds of other crazy stuff the enemy is doing. And some don't know their identity, whether they want to be a male or female or they want to be both, want to be bi and all kinds of stuff in the other spirit that wants to be unsure, but they got another name for it, but they don't want to say that I'm one way or the other, I go both ways and whatever, so whatever they're feeling or whatever, I bind up every demonic and satanic force that lied and said, this is the way I was born. When Jesus did not lie, when God did not lie, when he made Adam and Eve and he made, glory to God, man, glory to God, and made one man, the enemy, glory out through the spirit of the forces and the thoughts and whatever have planted seeds for the flesh and to operate and appease to glory out the various emotions and all this right here, playing the little games with the mind. So we know, glory to God, God never makes a mistake, but he is a healer and he's a deliverer. God, we pray against every satanic thought, glory to God, that causes mental illness or cause disorder in the mind and cause the flesh, glory to God, to be enticed with lust and all kinds of other things that the enemy is playing with to cause, glory to God, them to be in the matter. There are some just angry and frustrated, glory to God, and just indulging in things, glory to God, just to do so. And then there's other, glory to God, that's been generational curses and other things, glory to God, that the enemy is using in other tools and mechanisms and devices and other kinds of stuff and other influences. But nevertheless, you told us to pray without ceasing. You told us that we have authority to bind and to loose and to cancel the assignment of the enemy. We come against, glory to God, these principalities, these spiritual wickedness, these foul and unclean spirits that are torment the mind and have, glory to God, these spirits that will cause people to get caught up, and young people and as well as the old, and some, glory to God, have been out there and doing these things and influencing even others. Nevertheless, God, we pray for mercy. We pray for grace. We pray against the spirit of the enemy that even you things that cause others to have where their minds will be off, where they can't even think or comprehend what it is, the truth, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come against even all the different kinds of voices that have come that will have spirits out there to influence them through different types of religions and doctrine and all kind of everything else but Jesus Christ. But God, I pray, Lord, that the word and the anointing be introduced to them of Jesus Christ. He is the only way, hallelujah, to be able to have true salvation and to have, glory to God, hallelujah, the peace in the mind and to be able to know, glory to God, that the Lord our God, glory to God, is a savior, a deliverer, a healer. All his blood, glory to God, was shed on their behalf. We pray, glory to God, for us as believers, God, that we don't get so caught up in what we're doing and what's going on in our lives and the things that the enemy is trying to distract us with, that we don't forget to pray one for another. Pray for those that don't know you in the part of their sins. Pray, glory to God, for an awakening for our youth, because you have a place for them. God, you want to use them as instruments for salvation and deliverance. Even in the heart of a child and the voice of a child, God, you can use to bring salvation, deliverance, and healing to others. God, you even called Jeremiah, even when he was a child, so many others, even when they were young, even glory to God, to do great works, whether it was kings and priests or whether it was prophets or however. So God, you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we got to pray for our generation. Pray, glory to God, for one another. Pray, glory for our families. Pray for those, glory to God, that are out there innocent and being snatched up, glory to God, with human trafficking, drug trafficking, murder and suicide, and even, glory to God, causing them to have genocide because they're doing things that young. Who ever heard, glory to God, at such a time when, glory to God, the brothers and sisters are playing games or getting the mom and dad's gun and killing them, or some doing stuff intentionally, even hearing of them hanging themselves, or other ones, glory to God, raping the teenager, raping another young child, or glory to God, the parents doing all kinds of hideous things to kill and murder their children and set them on fire and cause, glory to God, them to be burned or drowning them or doing things, glory to God, raping them and a man with a parent, a man with the other spouse, or a man with the other partner, or whatever, and decide to take it out on the children. The hours and the time Father, with a satanic, glory to God, a force of the enemy for them to come in and intercept the steal what God has said, but he's a lion, the blood of Jesus. God is still on the throne, still doing great, but he's calling the sleeping giant to wake up. Get on your post. Wake up, glory. I recognize what's going on. Pray, intercede, call down the strongholds. I've given you the power. I've given you the authority. Don't allow fear and fretfulness and what's going on to seem like it's overwhelming. Who we can reach, let us reach. God, help us not look at people from the outside. But God, you said man is on the outer appearance, God looks on the heart. Help us not to look at them, glory God, for the way they dress on it. We never know whose heart, what heart is in that heart, where they've been raised up, what was going on, what took them off track. We can't touch them what you want us to touch, but we can touch all of them through prayer. Hallelujah. When you tell us boldly to speak or to step up, then do so. But nobody can stop us from praying, not letting go to God. We just allow the fear and everything else, whether we're at home in our minds or whether we're speaking it out or whatever. God is the hour and the time now. We got to wake up and recognize we got an assignment on our lives to do what God said the Lord and not just wait for somebody else. Somebody else waiting for somebody else. Somebody waits for somebody else, and it's passing down the road. Who's doing the job? Who's praying? Who's seeking the face of God? Who's canceling the sign? Who's coming up against them? Who's binding? Who's loosing? Who's glory to God rebuking the forces of the enemy and causing people to be loose from out of darkness into the marvelous light? Oh, God, we come against rebellion and stubbornness. Sometimes some just got rebellion and stubbornness and mean streaks in them. Whatever it calls, they go around. Whatever it came from, for God, nothing too hard for you. You said a king heart is in your hand. You can turn it like a river. You said there's nothing too hard for you. You said that we can do nothing without you, but we can do all things through you. You gave us that power. You gave us that authority. You said, glory to God, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of stronghold. We're speaking life to them. We command the enemy to loose their minds, loose their bodies, loose their thoughts that will have them going away with loose, go out their depression and oppression. Loose, glory to God, that spirit of rebellion and disobedience, glory to God and parents and those that are in authority. We loose that spirit, glory to God, from them that has caused them, glory to God, to be bound up, glory to God, with hatred and that spirit of murder and that spirit, glory to God, of just don't want, glory to God, to do what's right because they're angry and frustrated. Oh, we bind you up saying that all your little cohorts and all the baggage that go with this stuff and command you to go back to the dry place in which you can loose them now in the name of Jesus. Oh, loose them, glory to God, from glory to God, this thing, glory to God, that I want to be rich and I want to do this or whatever it takes, I'm going to step on this and that. And some, glory to God, they're patterned after some of the things they see in life society and even, glory to God, on through things they've watched throughout the years, things we are watching, even through what was going on through the campaign, things that was watched over throughout childhood, throughout life, glory to God, with all kinds of situations because of examples, whether it be, glory to God, in the media, whether it be, glory to God, for those that are athletes and they looking up to them and the kind of lifestyle they have, or whether it's the glorious things that are going on, movie stars or whatever, some of the examples that even have that was in our homes and even from our ministry and stuff like that. Things, glory to God, that are being in the media, things that shouldn't be, glory to God, they're seeing what kind of example. But God, nevertheless, you still have some people that still living holy, still living right, still got morals, still got a standard, glory to God, to raise. So no matter what the devil has said, God, we believe in, glory to God, they're going to be snatched out of the fire. We believe in they're going to be raised up to be great men and women of God, to teach and preach the gospel, to go out to be, glory to God, great politicians with integrity, glory to God, those that will be in a place, glory to God, to be doctors, lawyers, engineers, but with integrity, but still with the Spirit of the Lord. Those, glory to God, that will administer and help, that they'll be out there with their charities and they're building things, glory to God, and facilities and stuff over there that's going to help others, those that will have a reaching hand out, glory to God, for the homeless and for those that are hurting and been abused or they've been in situations and now they want to be able to reach out and help, glory to God, those that have been hurt and even as. And so, sister, glory, I was saying, when you don't go through and then you turn back around, now you want to reach back into give into society in a good way. God, I pray, glory to God, what the enemy wants to use them to be spoiled and glory to God and make them feel like they don't have any worth, they don't have any life. God, the devil is alive. And God, help us, glory to God, to fight for our youth, as we fight for our own self, to make sure that we're standing and walking upright before the Lord. And hallelujah, making sure that we don't think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. And as we take on the word and take on what you said and be wise and being led by the Spirit so we can reach back and we can reach out, we can speak, we can teach, we can know things, glory to God, that we can lend a hand to make a difference. So, God, I'm just praying, hallelujah, for the change. I thank you for those that are standing, those, glory to God, that love the Lord, those that are preaching here. Pray a blood covering over them that they won't get lost in society, glory to God. Get lost, glory to God, in the world because of the things that the enemy is offering, even when they have talents and gifts. The first thing is they want to make the money, and turn their back on the Lord and go out there because they get quick rich. Scheme that the enemy, glory to God, and try to make it look like, and some get caught up in drugs and alcohol. They don't even get to fulfill their dreams or their desires because other things attach themselves because the enemy is very cunning and crafty, and he'll do whatever it takes, glory to God, to get the glitter, to make it look so enticing. And come to find you can have a beautiful package all wrapped up with pretty bows and all very colorful and nice, and not have snakes or scorpions on the inside, but you don't know it till you open the box. But that's the key, opening in the box. Oh, the blood of Jesus. But I pray, glory to God, awakening. And even from the era of some leaders and parents, glory to God, are leading them off in the wrong direction because of what their feelings or emotions or they need to be delivered of. Hallelujah. Or their desire to use and take advantage of, glory to God, that gift or whatever's going on in that individual. Lord, I'm praying for deliverance. I'm praying for healing. But I thank you for your power and your anointing. But for those, glory to God, that have been snatched out of the hand of the enemy, and for those that are still being snatched by prayer, and for those, glory to God, that are standing strong in there, getting their feet rooted, glory to God, stable and rooted and grounded in your word and your anointing. I pray for awakening. I pray for their parents. I pray, glory to God, for healing and deliverance. I pray for some of them that are still hurting and bound up and caught up in things, glory to God, from their past and can't, glory to God, even live for the future because they can't even get through the present thinking about what was yesterday or thinking about what's going to be tomorrow. But I know, glory to God, you're able to deliver those minds and deliver them so that when they can go forward and they can love their children and love on them as though they're only spoiling them and oppressing them or depressing them. Then some go around and be afraid, glory to God, to even be the parent. They want to be the friend and the children are going wayward because they can't get that balance in the name of Jesus. Some, glory to God, they might as well say the parent, glory to God, is the child because they have more common sense and more wisdom, glory to God, and the parents because they still, glory to God, still got their mind trapped in their past, but I know you are deliberate and you are healed. We are praying right now, glory to God, for a change of heart, a change of mind. Take out a heart of stone, put it on the flesh. Glory, I give a mind, glory, I depress and pursue a mind to want to be saved, want to be. I pray for people crossing their paths. I pray for word, whether it's on radio, whether it was on CD, whether, glory to God, whether it was something, glory to God, to pick up a track, or whether it was something someone said, or whether they were in a ministry, whether it was in a concert, whether it was somebody passing, or whether it was in a line, and somebody was speaking about the business of the Lord, and they was in a line, and they had to pay a bill, and they couldn't get out the line, and a word was spoken into somebody else about to plant a seed in there. Whatever you want to use, and how you want to use, help us to be available. Even when we're in the line talking to someone, glory to God, with a sales clerk or somebody else, or waiting on groceries, God, and we're talking about the business, we don't know where those seeds might fall, and what life might be planted and changed in our life. Help us to not get so caught up on being angry and frustrated and all this stuff that's going on. We never know what we might be saying at, glory to God, in the marketplace or something that might change somebody's life, glory out in the line at the bank or encouragement and not get so caught up. Cause I'm tired and it took so long and this line was this and that and whatever I'm acting like the world in the name of Jesus. Help us to be more mindful even when we get frustrated, but let us to cast that care back because we might be the only Bible somebody might read. What are they reading about and not talking about the sight that we're talking about your life living? What is written on your heart and your life living that might make a change in that person's life? Whether be a child or whether be an adult. But glory to God. What do we have on our fruit tree? Is it fruit cocktail? Because we don't go outside and see no tree that got grapes and lemons and macellums and got, glory to God, apples and peaches and oranges and everything else and bananas on the tree. Glory to God. We got to be in the prayer. One mind, humble after Christ Jesus. One, glory to God, attitude, glory to God, of to glorify and magnify. One mindset, glory to God, to give him glory and praise from the fruit of his character, of the love and the kindness and glory, that long suffering, the peace and the joy and the whatever of the Lord, we need to be in mind. And so, God, we just ask you to help us so we can be a help. And as Peter said, love the word told Peter, glory, when you get converted, then you can strengthen your brother. So, God, we just pray for divine healing, for protection and shielding and awakening and awareness in the name of Jesus. And, God, we ask for your strength. We ask, glory, God, for wisdom. Ask you, Lord God, to help us, hallelujah, as we lay down these things that's going to hinder us in our lives and some of the stuff that still might be hindering us from childhood, whatever it is, so we can be, glory, out in a place to help somebody else. If we let you come in and heal us so we can be that wounded healer, we love you today. We take authority over the power of the Holy Spirit. spirit that will come against these prayers and prayer tonight and glory after that deliverance that we believe in God for, that we walk in thy faith and not thy sight. In the name of Jesus, what a glorious God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. We bless him and we honor him. In Jesus' name we do pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. We're going to open all the lines now for any prayer requests. And we want to make sure that we continue to remember Pastor Danny, her body, and bless the Lord for her husband coming through the surgery. Last thing, Henry was suffering, going to challenge with the blood pressure was down, and then it went up, and then it was a challenge with that, and then it started having some problems with mainly with his heart rate, and that was changing. But so in the meantime, I had talked to them in the last 2 days. That was 2 days ago, and what about this? They were still dealing with that, so I hadn't heard anything else. So we're going to continue to pray that that blood pressure be regulated with no complications or problems, and whatever any infection, anything else going on the inside, that he can see God, sees all things and knows. So we're praying anything needs to be revealed, and heart rate, and also blood pressure, and then continue to pray for her spirit, for her body, in Jesus' name. So that's Pastor Danny. Any other prayer requests tonight? We thank the Lord for sisters already covering the prayer warriors, and we always need to keep ourselves covered and keep one another covered, and also the prayers that went forth for Pastor Burton and Pastor Hubbard already too. So we thank the Lord that's covered. So now we any requests out there for, and thank the Lord again for the praise report with Mother Willette, son. I know the other part of the details, but we'll get that later. But we thank you, God, for any progress and what God has done and a miraculous move of God in the lives of his people and the ones that we're standing in the gap. I know one of the sisters, they have prayer to for some of the ones that's up on the East Coast that I can't remember, it's Pennsylvania. Remember Sister Lena said something about prayer for a lady that's really, I remember her name is standing with her against this fight with cancer. We definitely be praying, and I had to put up on the Lena's name because I don't remember who she said the lady name is for cancer. So praise the Lord. The line is open now to take those prayer requests.
Well, Pastor Hubbard, I want to praise God and thank God so much for being so good to my child. He was having trouble using the bathroom and eating. But he was able to, Saturday morning, he was able to eat some a little bit of grits and some eggs, praise God. And he can, you know, keep liquids down, and he was able to use the bathroom. So God is really answering those prayers, and I just appreciate every prayer that was lifted up for him. And he has scheduled a colonoscopy tomorrow, and I'm believing God for a good report with that, but we're praying that God will let the doctors know what's causing all that throwing up and stuff like that so that they'll know how to go about treating him. But I know that my God is able to do anything fail. And I thank God and I stand on his word that says all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. So I thank and praise God. It may not be feeling good while you're going through this, but I tell you what, God is working it out for good. And I'm seeing he was able to go to the church. As a matter of fact, I drove him to the church on Sunday. He goes to a church in North, which is almost about an hour from here. And I drove him there, and he played that keyboard because they pay him to play the piano and keyboard. That keyboard like he was happy, and he sang, I tell you, praise God, but I see what God is doing. And I thank and praise God. Prayer changes things. I promise you, changes things. But we serve a mighty God, and there ain't nothing too hard for God. The enemy comes to try to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to get people to doubt that God, you know, he wants to make people believe that God is not able to do what he says in his word. But the devil is a lie, and we've got to continue to hold fast to every promise that God has put in his word. And I serve a mighty God, a good God, a faithful God, a covenant-keeping God, and he will bring it to pass If it's something good for our lives, God will bring it to pass. So I thank and praise God for that. And I just continue to pray for those people that are suffering with infections, because the enemy is trying to bring about all kind of infections, and we plead the blood of Jesus against these infections, because Jesus went to the cross and he bore infections too. So we thank and praise God for healing of infections in the name of Jesus. Thank you, ma'am.
Praise God. And that's all true, because there's been a lot of challenges with people going through in their bodies and different types of viruses and infections and vertigo and all kind of sinuses and bronchial and things going on with their stomach. So, yes, ma'am, that is definitely a lot that's being challenged out here now. So we definitely need to keep that before the Lord in prayer and keep ourselves covered under the blood with that, in Jesus' name. Any more requests? This is from Mother Roulette. So anyone else before we go into prayer?
Yes, please. This is Evangelist Parker. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Wanted to know if
she can go ahead.
Am I echoing? No, I'm saying, am I echoing? I was saying, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. This is Evangelist Parker. I wanted to lift up my uncle, Nathaniel Eugene Hodges. He's in the hospital in New Orleans, Louisiana. He's struggling with cancer. They're telling me to pack my bags, but I'm on my knees praying. I don't believe I'm going to have to pack my bags, because I believe in an awesome God. So I'm not packing bags. I'm just praying. I'm praying.
Yeah. My Lord, we're going to be in agreement with you, too. And that is something that is so horrible. We're hearing so much and been praying and praying for so many people that's been attacking, especially in the body, is horrible. So we got to stay before the Lord and pulling those forces down, but also praying for the body, the unity, and whatever it is that caused the enemy to infiltrate as much as he has in the body concerning these sicknesses and diseases, tampering over in a place they don't have no business with the body of Christ. But there's a place God is calling us all up in, and we got to stand on his word and believe in him and true for it, and also pray glory to God for whatever change and whatever he want to reveal into us. For us to come up to be used greater, because get these things and use these gifts, glory to God, so God can bless and make a change out here so people can have their eyes fixed on the Lord. So we're going to stand with you in agreement and all the other prayers. Praise God. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. So, I was
praise
just want to just, hello?
I'm still here. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. This lady that I had called on the other day, and she was, I'm always calling her, and so she said she had a stroke, and so I'm asking you if you would pray for her for the stroke, and plus my brother, he fell down there on his job, he fell, and his blood pressure's up, and he's been out of work ever since the 8th of January, and I don't know if he'll be able to go back to work or not, but for him. And then I got my other brother, James. Pray for him. He does a lot of drinking, and I just know that God, he needs salvation. He just drinks himself almost to death, and I'm just believing God that God is going to save and deliver him. And also my daughter that have lupus, I pray for her, because she says she's doing fine, but I look at her sometime and I just believe God going to deliver her from that lupus too. So those are the four people that I'm asking you to pray for.
Mother McCormick.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I said, you said that one of your brothers and stuff like this, the one that's out of work, did he get hurt or something, or what did you say happened?
Yeah, he hurt his back, but his blood pressure is up real high, and they don't, I don't know what they're going to do, I mean, but,
okay.
Yeah.
So I want to know what we need to do for what kind of prayer we need to pray. Okay, and then
yeah.
I had the phone on mute, so Mother Rillette didn't hear me. I'm going to ask you, Mother Roulette, Minister Roulette, would you cover this all on the Mother McCormick for the brother that has the injury with his back and his blood pressure, and
yes,
also
ma'am.
The brother that and the brother that has the situation that needs salvation drinking. He's,
yes, ma'am.
Heavily. And then also the daughter with lupus. If you will cover that and the lady with the stroke, if you don't cover that, because I want to go back up and it's only a couple of us so we can pray about these other things.
Yes.
So if you will cover all those things, Mother McCormick just said, okay,
yes,
and
ma'am.
Evangelist Parker, if you wouldn't mind, I would ask you to pray for this lady that we're not gonna take a whole lot of time, but we need to cover at least the ground. This is the lady and stuff like that. The sister Lena is talking about this up in Pennsylvania with the cancer. Are you still
yes,
there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and all right, and Sister Brenda. Sister Brenda, you still there? Well, she might be gone. Well, okay, I'll just take the other one here because she probably didn't hear me. I'll take the
yes.
Pastor. Huh?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, I was about to ask you, would you pray for the Pastor Daney, Deacon Daney, and stuff like this, about that blood pressure and the heart rate being regulated? And I'll take the one for Mother Willette and the one that she was talking about, people suffering with infection. So everybody,
nope.
If you go ahead in the order to start with Mother Willette, then Sister Parker, then
ma'am.
Brenda, and then I'll close it, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Heavenly Father. Our Father God, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Father God, I just thank you once again. I thank you, Lord God, for every prayer request that have already been ascended up unto you. Thank you, Lord God, that our prayers reach heaven and they reach your ears. And Lord God, you are our very present help, O God. Thank you so much. And Lord God, I just want to put you in remembrance of this word where the centurion, Lord God, came to Jesus on behalf of one of his servants that was sick with paralysis. And Lord God, Jesus said that, he said, I will come and heal him. So, Lord God, I know if paralysis was not difficult for Jesus, then nothing else is difficult for Jesus to do. Cancer, don't make no difference what it is, even if someone, Lord God, have been drinking all their life. That's nothing for you to dry up the taste of alcohol out of their system. So, Father God, I thank you for your word that you desire, Lord God, that you desire for your people to be whole and well. And I thank you that you taught us in your word to make our supplications unto you with thanksgiving and come believing that we receive. You said, Lord God, to have the God kind of faith. And if we have God kind of faith, we can speak to a mountain. Or in other words, we can speak to such a difficult situation, and you can bring about a change in that situation. Many times I see in the Word of God how people had one issue or the other. And Lord God, I remember Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. So we have your faith because we are your children. So, Father God, I want to give you praise. I thank you in advance. I lift up Mother McCormick's special needs for tonight in the name of Jesus. First, I bless her, Lord God, and I praise you for she being a woman of God, having confidence that if anything can take place that can change, you're the one that's able to do it. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I lift up, Lord God, her family members, Lord God, that person who, Lord God, has had a stroke, Lord God. I know that a stroke, it's a type of paralysis condition. So if you were able to heal the centurion's servant that was sick with paralysis, I know you can reverse this stroke condition. So I pray right now, according, hallelujah, to the God kind of faith, I speak, oh God, that you will reverse the stroke conditions and heal this brother, Lord God, hallelujah, who had this stroke in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I know regulating, Lord God, blood pressure is not hard for you. So we thank you, Lord God, for regulating the brother who had surgery, regulating his blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we speak right now, Lord God, if Jesus could speak to a fig tree and say, no man will ever eat of you again, and the fig tree, which is an inanimate object, was able to obey him, then the Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, give us authorization to speak to that situation. So we speak and command the blood pressure to be regulated in the name of Jesus, because at the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow. God, I thank you, Lord God, and I lift up her brother, and I thank you for Mother McCormick's faith, Lord God, because she trusts that you're the God that can heal a person from alcoholism, not just her brother, Lord God, who's been suffering with the addiction of alcoholism. Father God, sometimes people open doors to things and they don't realize it, so we confess that, Lord God, that all have sinned and fallen short of your glory and have even made bad choices, oh God. Oh God, but in the name of Jesus, in that name that's above every name, and according to your word, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through you, Heavenly Father, through the pulling down of strongholds. So that spirit of alcoholism, we command that stronghold to be brought down and command the taste of alcoholism to dry up in the name of Jesus. We speak, Lord God, on behalf of this gentleman, and we pray for his soul, oh Lord God, knowing that, Lord God, you would that none should perish, but all would come to repentance and receive Christ. So we pray for his soul, and God, as you, Lord God, hallelujah, you save his soul. We pray that you save his life from the addiction of alcoholism. You're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. And dear God, for her precious daughter, Lord God, lupus, oh God, not too hard for you. If you made us, you made our bodies, you even made our bodies to heal itself in the name of Jesus. So God, we cancel that sickness of lupus because Jesus went to the cross, hallelujah, and he took on lupus, he took on alcoholism, he took on high blood pressure, he took on stroke conditions. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a change for good in Mrs. McCormick's family life in the name of Jesus. So God, in the name of Jesus, we pray with the faith of God that you will turn every situation around for good, save those that are lost, heal the sick, regulate the blood pressure, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Save with your power, oh God, we pray. In Christ Jesus' name, we cancel every assignment that was meant for evil. Lupus, alcoholism, high blood pressure, these are assignments that did not come from you, Father God. But I thank you, Lord God, that we have these answers because we pray the prayer of faith. And you say the prayer of faith shall save the sick, deliver, heal, set free, and save in Jesus' name. And I love you for doing it, dear God. I love you, I love you, I love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Papa, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, you come here and come like you. Lady with cancer.
The lady that you're supposed to be praying for in Pennsylvania against cancer.
Okay, against cancer. Dear Father God, we come to you as humble as we know how, giving you thanks, Father God. Thank you for being a God all by yourself. You need no help from no one else, Father God, for it is you and you alone that made man in the universe. Father God, we come to you asking that you please, please, peel assault all wicked spirits that are coming against us as a flesh, Father God. Yes, spiritually speaking, we can knock down mountains, we can tear down debts, we can do all these things through Christ who gives us strength. So, Father God, we're praying and asking that you please, please pillow talk any illnesses that may be coming up against this young lady's family or her closest friend. Cancer has no way, no place in our life, Father God, has no dominion, Father God. So we ask that you pillow salt, or if there's a lesson to be learned from this cancer situation, let it be a miracle, Father God. Let us speak of the goodness and glory and the act of deliverance that you did, Father God, with the healing power, with your act of healing. So, Father God, please deliver this sister and this sister's family member who has cancer, as well as my own, Father God. They're telling me to pack my bag and say goodbye, but I'm going to pack my bag and say hello, Father God, by kneeling down on my knees and giving you all the praise and glory. Because you said when praises go up, blessings come down. So I'm praising your holy name in the midst of my struggles and in the midst of our turmoils, Father God. We're praising you anyhow because Satan just wants attention, and we're not going to give it to him, and we bind him in the name of Jesus. Instead, I'm going to give you all the glory, Father God, all the honor and all the due respect to you. We owe the world, Father God. We love you, Father God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We're more than conquerors in my Father's house. How do I know? Because you told us so. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Deacon Daney, for the blood pressure and regulated, and also for his heart rate to regulate.
Father God, as I come before your throne of grace, Father God, I ask you to look upon Pastor, what's her name?
Deacon Daney.
Deacon Daney?
D-A-N-E-Y, Daney.
Okay. Father God, as I come before your throne of grace, Father God, I ask you right now to look upon Deacon Daney right now, Lord God. Look upon his sickness and his body, Lord God, for you said in your word that Jesus bore his sin and his body on the tree. Therefore, he is dead to sin and alive unto God by his stripes. He is healed and made whole. And Lord God, you say you have given him abundant life. And he received that life through your word, and it flows to every organ of his body, bringing healing and health, according to John 10:10 and John 6:63. And Father, he attained to your word. He inclined his ears to your saying. And he would not let them depart from his eyes. He keep them in the midst of his heart, for they are life and healing to his flesh, according to Proverbs 4:20-22. God, as you was with Moses, so is you with him. His eyes are not dim, neither are the natural forces of it. Blessed are the eyes for their see and ears for their hear, according to Deuteronomy 34:7. So God, you said that Deacon Danny's body present to you as the temple of the living God, and you dwell in him, and his life permeates your spirit, soul, and body, so that he is filled with the fullness of you daily, God, and his body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So he make demands, I make demands on his body to release the right chemical in his body, the perfect chemical balance, and his pancreas, the proper amount of insulin for life and health. Heavenly Father, through your words, you have implanted your life to him, that the life restore his body with every breath he breathes and every word he speaks, according to John 16:63. So we thank you and we praise you for his divine healing. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Before we get ready to pray for Mother Willard's son, I want Mother McCormick to do this real brief prayer for Sister Parker's uncle, Nathaniel, and that's the one she was praying for about the cancer and to tell her to pack her bag. So she's touched on it, but we just want to come in agreement together to curse and cancel that and speak in life. And we know at the end of the day, it's still God will be done. We done prayed. We believe God for everybody that we pray for. and we turn it over into God's hands. So just pray a brief prayer for Nathaniel, and then I'm going to go ahead and pray for Mother McCormick, I mean Mother Willette's son, and then we get ready to close for tonight. Amen. And keep our hearts open to prayer and continue to keep these prayers before the Lord. Mother McCormick, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Drop off the line.
Hello?
Go ahead and pray for Nathaniel for against the cancer.
Oh, okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, Lord God, to look down on Nathaniel right now, Lord God. We pray that you will touch his body right now, God, the sickness that he's going through, God. God, we pray right now, God, that you will send forth your complete healing, God, because we know, God, that you said in your word 2,000 years ago that we was already healed. So we claim healing right now in his body right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we ask you to continue to strengthen him. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to put your loving arms around him. And God, just continue, Lord, to strengthen his body right now from his head to the tip of his toes. And Father God, we just want to thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in his life. Because we know, God, that you're going to do some great things. And we know, God, that right now as we speak, God, that you are turning it around right now. In the name of Jesus. And so, God, we're just going to thank you for it, and we're just going to believe you, God, for it right now. And so, Satan, we bind you up in the name of Jesus, so take your hands off of him. You have no authority over him, so just move out of the way right now in the name of Jesus. Just take your sickness back to the pits of hell where you come from, because he is healed and he is delivered, and he will do what God have told him to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sorry, I didn't answer the door. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Father. My God, can't turn the phone off. Praise the Lord, Father. We do thank you tonight for Mother Willette's son, for the miracle that's taking place in his body. We thank you, Lord God, when you ever take this colonoscopy, as her request is that the doctors will be able to reveal what is going on in him. But, God, we know it's going to be you that's going to expose whatever's been going on in his body. We thank you for the divine healing, for deliverance, for the power of your anointing. Sorry, I had to rush. And for the power of your anointing. So we bind up Satan on every hand to bring any other thing, glory to God, to try to cause any other problems or any situation. But we thank you for the miraculous joy and peace in his life and his salvation. God, we thank you for blessing every organ and strengthening his body, strengthening his mind, giving him the determination to continue to stand and fight the good fight of faith. Thank you for the power of the anointing through his mother, for praying and standing in the gap, and for those that are praying with him. God, we thank you, Lord God, that there is a life that you have called him with a purpose for great things yet to be done in his life. So we're giving you glory and praise in advance for a good report, and we're walking by faith and not by sight. So we're not going by what each little step looked like. We're going by what we believe in, God, through power of prayer, that a miraculous, marvelous, wonderful thing getting ready to take place. And so whatever had to transpire to get into this place, to get into a place in yielding and obedient and submitted to the Lord, we thank you, but we thank you that body belongs to the Lord. So Satan has to take his hands off of it in the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord, all our soul and all that's within us, and bless, glory to God, his holy name. Bless, glory to God, hallelujah, for getting out all his benefits, for the forgiveness of all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases. We thank the Lord that he's our Redeemer, and glory to God, and in redeeming him out of the hand of the enemy. So, Lord, we bless you, we honor you, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And we pray that the one word of God continue to pray and stand, and God continue to manifest himself. And, God, we pray for prayer warriors now, and all of us and our families and those who are not up every satanic and demonic force that will come against us, prayer, our lives, where everything God has said is to come to pass. We cancel the assignment, glory to God, and render him helpless, and he's a defeated foe. And we thank you, Lord God, for your mighty power and your anointing, and for what all that you've done and doing, and looking for the miraculous and greater things yet to come, for the financial blessings, the spiritual blessings, the healing, the deliverance, and the encouragement, God, that you want us to walk in the name of Jesus. So we bless you tonight, and we give you all glory and honor. Thank you for your protection and your shield on a daily basis. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God, praise God. So we're looking back for some great reports to come back. Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, I'm getting ready to say hello. My daughter just came in there in that transition of trying to get some things completed and moved. So the Lord is blessed. So right now that's a little bit of a distraction. You heard a little bit in the background, but God is blessed. We've covered the ground that God wanted to cover. We just have to keep each other lifted up. Don't forget
Amen.
About the on the second Sunday of 7 o'clock on the we're going to have the fruit of the Spirit and all the ones that have been assigned to what God has given us in the fruit. Open your heart and up and you open your spirit up and let God download and deposit what is needed for exhortation and encouragement for the body. And we're looking forward to a move of God for the character of Jesus Christ and the love and even for a shift in us for where you want to take us. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name we pray. Amen.
Bless
Amen.
You. Hallelujah. Shalom.
Amen.
Amen.
Shalom. Shalom.
Hello.
Shalom. All right, we'll say good night.
Good night.
All right, shalom.